The reindeer who forgot to fly. In the vast snow-covered land of the North Pole, preparations for Christmas were in full swing. Elves scurried around Santa's workshop, hammering and painting, also wrapping gifts, while Santa himself was busy checking his famous list, not once, but twice. Outside, the reindeer were doing their annual practice runs. The sleigh was polished to a sparkling red, its golden bells jingling with every step. All the reindeers, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and of course, Rudolph, were warming up for the most important flight of the year. All except one. Far behind the training field, in a cozy corner of the reindeer barn, sat a young reindeer named Finn. Finn was smaller than the others, with a tuft of white fur on his forehead that always seemed to stick out. He was known for his adventurous spirit and for asking endless questions. But today, he wasn't his usual self. His best friend, Mia, a cheerful elf with freckles and bright green boots, found him staring at the snowy ground. "Finn, what are you doing here? Everyone's outside training," she exclaimed. Finn sighed deeply. "I can't do it, Mia. I've forgotten how to fly." Mia tilted her head. "Forgotten? How can a reindeer forget to fly? You've been doing it since you were a fawn." Finn shook his head. "I don't know. Every time I try, I just freeze. My legs go wobbly and my wings." "You don't have wings, Finn," said Mia. "Exactly. How am I supposed to fly without wings?" Finn said, throwing his hooves in the air. Mia couldn't help but laugh. But when she saw the distress on Finn's face, she quickly sat beside him. "Don't worry, Finn. Maybe it's just nerves. Let's go to the practice field and I'll help you." But Finn refused to budge. "No way. What if I mess up? Everyone will laugh at me." Mia thought for a moment, then grinned. "Okay, fine. If you won't go to them, then I'll bring the training to you," she said. Mia dashed off, returning moments later with a small handmade sleigh tied to a pair of toy rockets. "Hop in," she said. Finn raised an eyebrow. Mia, that doesn't look very safe, he said. Trust me, I'm an elf. We are basically experts in everything, said Mia. Reluctantly, Finn climbed into the sleigh. With a flick of a switch, the rockets rode to the life, and the sleigh zoomed forward, skidding widely across the ice. Pull up, Finn, Mia shouted. Finn yanked on the reins, but instead of soaring into the air, the sleigh spun in circles before crashing into a snowbank. Maybe I'm not an expert, Mia admitted, digging Finn out of the snow. See, I told you, I can't do it, Finn mumbled, his antlers drooping. But Mia wasn't ready to give up. All right, if we can't figure it out here, we'll ask someone who can help. Come on. Together, they set off across the North Pole, seeking advice from anyone who would listen. First, they visited Trixie, the oldest and wisest reindeer in the herd. Trixie was lounging near the fireplace, her silver coat gleaming in the firelight. So, you've forgotten to fly? Trixie asked, stroking her chin. That's a tricky one. But flying isn't just about your legs or your antlers. It's about heart. Do you feel ready to fly, Finn? Asked Trixie. Finn hesitated. I don't know. What if I fail? Trixie gave him her gentle nudge. Failure is just another step towards success, my dear. Trust yourself, and the rest will follow. Finn nodded, though he wasn't entirely convinced. Next, Mia dragged him to the workshop, where the elves were busy testing a new batch of magical fairy dust. Maybe you just need a sprinkle of this, one of the elves suggested, tossing a handful over Finn. For a brief moment, Finn felt lighter, almost like he could float. But when he tried to leap into the air, he landed with a loud thud. Guess it only works on toys, the elf said sheepishly. Feeling more discouraged than ever, Finn and Mia decided to take a break. They wandered to the edge of the forest, where the snowy trees stood tall and silent. The stars above twinkled like tiny lanterns, and the air was crisp and still. As Finn gazed at the sky, he sighed. Maybe I'm just not meant to be a flyer. Maybe I'll stay here on the ground and help Santa polish the sleigh instead. On hearing Finn, Mia frowned. But you love flying, Finn. You've always loved it. Remember when we used to race against the wind? You were the fastest reindeer I'd ever seen. Finn's ears perked up slightly. Yay, I guess I was pretty fast. And remember last Christmas Eve when you helped guide the sleigh through that snowstorm? Santa said he couldn't have done it without you, said Mia. A small smile crept into Finn's face. That was kind of fun, he said. Mia grinned. See, flying isn't about being perfect. It's about doing what you love, and even when it's hard. And you, Finn, are natural. Just then, a gust of wind rustled through the trees, carrying with it the faint sound of sleigh bells. Finn looked up and saw the other reindeer practicing overhead, their hooves sparkling in the moonlight. Something inside him stirred, a mix of longing and determination. I think I want to fly again, he said quietly. Mia's face lit up. That's the spirit. Come on, let's get back to the field, she said. When they arrived, the other reindeer were finishing their final laps. Santa was standing nearby, his belly shaking with laughter as he chatted with the elves. Finn took a deep breath. All right, here goes nothing. He crouched low, his muscles tense. For a moment, he hesitated, the fear creeping back. But then, he heard Mia's voice, loud and clear. You've got this, Finn. With a powerful leap, Finn launched himself into the air. At first, he wobbled, his legs flailing awkwardly. But then he remembered Trixie's words, trust yourself, and Mia's encouragement. Slowly, he steadied himself. The wind rushed past his ears, and the ground below blurred into a sea of white. Finn soared higher and higher, his heart racing with joy. I'm flying, he shouted. I'm flying. The other reindeer cheered, circling around him in celebration. Santa clapped his hands, his eyes twinkling. Welcome back, Finn, he called. When Finn finally landed. Mia ran up and threw her arms around him. "I knew you could do it," she said. Finn beamed. "Thanks, Mia. I couldn't have done it without you." The Christmas Eve, as the sleigh took off into the night sky, Finn flew proudly at Santa's side. The stars seemed to shine a little brighter, and Finn's heart was lighter than it had ever been. This story inspires kids and adults alike with its themes of self-doubt, courage, and the power of friendship.